I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Hawaii, people are losing sleep and ecologists are having nightmares over an alien species that has landed among them. No, they're not frogmen from outer space. They're actual frogs called koki. Here's reporter John Ryan.
Bill Mautz is crashing through the underbrush of Lava Tree State Park on the Big Island of Hawaii. The University of Hawaii biologist is trying to capture a koki, one of the loudest denizens of the Hawaiian night. The early evening air is already thick with their mating calls, from high in the trees down to the ground. Though they're hidden, the things are everywhere.
What we've got here is incredibly dense populations of a new invasive predator. And it is a predator, it's a small predator, but at these population densities, we expect it to have a large impact in the food web here.
This predator is an insect-eating tree frog small enough to perch on your fingertip. It hitchhiked here from its native Puerto Rico in a shipment of potted plants. While Hawaii has no native frogs, researchers have documented more than 300 distinct populations of kokis on the Big Island alone. Hawaii has more endangered species than any other state, and the kokis' huge appetite for bugs could deplete food for Hawaii's unique forest birds. But Mautz is most concerned that the frogs are setting the stage for an even more menacing invader, the brown tree snake. The snake hasn't colonized Hawaii yet, but it has wiped out most of the native birds on Guam.
Hawaii works very hard to keep brown tree snakes out, but if you've got a place like this with two frogs for every square yard of habitat, you put frog-eating snakes in there, and it's a cornucopia of food resources. You'll have a population explosion of snakes.
While Hawaii has lots of invasive species, few of them get people as riled up as these tiny tree frogs.
4 years ago, there was one frog peeping two streets down, and now we have this infestation. There are times when you think you're going to go crazy because of the sound.
Donna White sits on the porch of her home in a subdivision south of Hilo on the Big Island. She and her husband have declared war on the kokis. She says the noise isn't so bad tonight since they just sprayed their yard with citric acid, the main component of lemon juice. It kills frogs. They've even bulldozed an acre of their yard to push the noise back.
I have to believe that we can make a dent in this. I just cannot give up on my home because of the noise. Surely we don't have to abandon this to the frogs.
In their native Puerto Rico, kokis are a beloved national mascot. In Hawaii, some animal lovers say the tree frog should be left alone. But sales of frog-killing citric acid are brisk at garden stores on the Big Island. Homeowners have to disclose whether their property has frogs before they can sell it, just like if the house had termites. And the frogs' economic impacts could go beyond property values. Ornamental plants like orchids and palms are a $90 million a year crop here, second only to pineapples. Bob Sugihara with USDA's National Wildlife Research Center in Hilo says, since the frogs travel as stowaways in shipments of potted plants, they're putting the Hawaiian nursery industry at risk.
If the situation gets any worse, there could be a complete ban of any shipment of plant material.
Sugihara says there's little funding available for controlling the frogs.
At this point, we pretty much have to depend on property owners, nurseries, community associations to kind of take the ball themselves.
Officials still hope to purge the frogs from most of Hawaii, but on the Big Island, where frogs easily outnumber human beings, the koki may be here to stay. For Day to Day, I'm John Ryan.